Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Niesel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. When you have a life-threatening infection, you may not have hours to wait for lab results that tell the doctor which bacteria is making you sick.
It can take up to 24 hours, but now a new technology is slashing that time.
What normally happens is a patient's blood or other bodily fluids are sent to a lab to be cultured. Once the microbes multiply enough to form a colony, they can be identified.
So clearly, how quickly the bacteria grows impacts a patient's outcome. Many can grow from 1 to a billion cells in 16 hours to form a colony. But tuberculosis takes up to a month to do that.
The new approach is called Surface Enhanced Raman Spectroscopy, or SERS, which is able to detect bacteria directly in complex fluids like blood. This means not waiting for bacteria in the sample to grow.
SERS can detect extremely small amounts of bacteria. First, a bioprinter places tiny volumes of blood on a microscopic slide, like an inkjet printer. And each spot of blood contains just a few cells, so it's not visible to the naked eye.
Then the laser scans the slides, and the scattered light is collected in detectors. Each microbe gives off a unique light pattern that the machine learning AI can use to identify the specific microbes. It identifies the bacterium and the antibiotics is resistant to.
That's way faster than how it's done now. Scientists are evaluating how well SERS can work with a variety of bodily fluids. Faster identification will save many lives.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminasciicom.com.